Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar here is here, too. Jeffrey is a longtime 20-year member of our Brain, 21-year member, I should say, of our Brain Trust. He's an award-winning journalist. He's the author of three books on being home-based. He wrote those books prophetically a long time ago, but they're still valid. I encourage you to find them. Home Office Know-How, Teleworking and Telecommuting, that is the prophet book there. And he's one of the top wordsmiths in the galaxy. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you, and especially this week for the Small Business Advocate anniversary here. It's been a long time, brother.
23 years.
Yeah, check that out.
And,
23 years, and they haven't figured out a way to break out the hook and pull him off the stage, so he keeps going.
That's exactly right.
It's a beautiful thing, and pleased to be part of it.
Well, you've been right here. Nobody's been here more abiding than you have in helping me with this, Jeffrey, and I appreciate it very much for 21 years you've been part of this. You know, Jeffrey, one of the things that I see on Main Street that is just – to me, it's the nexus of all of us, and that's the way Main Street builds relationships. And I think when I think about the people I can call on, you can call on, and you know I think about my Brain Trust members. I think about the people who've never, some of them may not even know I have a radio show that I can call on, and especially when you get to a certain age. You look back, and those things become more valuable to you than anything. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that what we've realized is, and you speak of age, and you know, early on, and I've been thinking about some of the things that I've gone through recently with work, you know, in a good way. But I've gotten some offers to bid on some work. And I've bid on it, and I bid at my rate, and some people get back to me, and you know, we negotiate. I always put a little wiggle room for negotiation,
right.
But I also put in there, you know, a PITA factor, pain in the blank, you know,
right.
Factor, PITA.
Yeah.
And I realized that if I like working with you, I'm willing to come down a little bit more in price. If I don't like, and that's something that comes up in every question I get.
If you're high maintenance,
You're going to pay for it, or we're not going to do work together. And that's relationships. You know, if you're someone I read a line years ago. People like doing business with people they like, you know, and it sounds trite, but it's so true.
It is.
That if I'm going to enjoy the process, then let's build a relationship and let's have some fun doing it. And it's, you know, as we get older, we realize that when you're young and eager and super hungry, not that you should ever lose your hunger, but if you're, you know, young and eager and super hungry, you'll sacrifice some of that in order to get the gig.
Mm-hmm.
Where as you get older, you see a little bit more value and just, I want to spend some time with Jim, you know, get to know him and, you know, maybe we can do some really cool stuff together. And if he doesn't quite have the budget now, maybe it'll come, but I appreciate what he brings.
And what he's pointing out here, folks, is he's talking about customer-vendor relationships. He's not talking about you and your best friend having a beer. He's talking about doing business, having relationships while you're doing business. You know, Jeffrey, one of the places that I got to over the last probably 15 years or so, I used to get queries from agencies wanting me to give them a proposal because they represented a company who was looking for someone like you or me, a spokesperson or somebody to provide some kind of third party thought leadership or whatever. And the agency would contact me and I wouldn't respond to them. I would talk to them, but I wouldn't give it to them without knowing who the company was. They said, "Why won't you do that?" I said, "Because I'm not looking for business. I'm looking for partners."
There you go.
And I said, "You're not going to be my partner. You're the go-between, and I don't have to have this business. And and I'm looking for partners, and so I'm not going to propose to you if I don't know that I'm going to do business with the people you're representing. And it was I was kind of independent, but I landed on that, Jeff. I said, I'm not looking for business. I'm looking for partners. What do you think?
That message is lost, and the irony of it is they are a partner to their partner, or at least they would. I would doubt they are. I mean, I think that's opportunistic, and if somebody more lucrative came along, they might ditch one to go for the other.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've done that many times where I've had, not ditched, but where I've stayed with because I've had opportunities to make some good bread on somebody else. But you know what? That might upset my apple cart. And my apple cart isn't just a, you know, it's not just a cart where I sell my apples. You know, there's partners involved and true partners, people who, you know, sometimes it's hard to, in all honesty, sometimes it's not an easy way to look at business, to think of the people you do work with. We get so transactional. Sometimes you have to step back and look at the relationships that you've built and realize there are people there, and I'm not trying to be dramatic, but there are individuals who go through the same thing in life that you are, in their own sort of in their own world, but they have the same drivers, same motivations. It's the ones who are like the Wolf of Wall Street, where it's all a transaction. Transactions make the sale. That's I don't want to deal with them. That's not what I'm after. And you know, to your point, you know, the people who came to you and said, you know, just they just were looking for a transaction, not a relationship. You know, I don't want to work with someone like that. I might want to work with their customer, their client, who might look at things differently. But I'm not going through an intermediary to build some tenuous bridge here. I want something solid. And, you know, it's sadly, you know, I mean, people and anyone who might be a little younger listening to the show, that's what you get from, for example, from a mentor or a coach or somebody who helps guide you, who brings the wisdom of years to a relationship and to your understanding of how this works.
Because
it's not something you're going to really understand.
I really want to encourage younger people to take Jeff's advice. What he just said to you, my friends, please, please take the time. Listen to folks who've been down the around the block a little bit. I know that some of the stuff you're thinking, well, you know, what's that got to do with my phone? What's that got to do with an app? You know, this person can't even download an app. There are so many things that you can learn from someone who's been to town and around the block a couple of times that are fundamental. And I'm going to tell you right now, an app on your phone, I've got plenty of them on mine. But an app on your phone is not fundamental. It'll be gone in 90 days. But some fundamentals are forever. And you learn that from, as Jeff said, mentors who've been to town already. Quick break. Right back with Jeffrey Zabar. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.